11 minutes past 8. One more election issue as we are now 11 or 10 days? 10 days away from our election. 11, actually. I'm welcoming today to discuss water and sanitation. Brett Heron, he's the Cape Town mayoral candidate for the Good Party. He's been extremely vocal about his concerns about water and sanitation. He's tried to get that accountability through to the city. The images that he shares are quite frightening, actually, and it's quite scary to think that that is right here in this quote-unquote best-run city in the country. Brett, welcome to Breakfast once again. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks, Rufila. Thanks for having me on.
For sure. And over to you, Caroline Marks, head of the environmental portfolio for Milnerton Central Residents Association, also happens to be one of the administrators of the Rethink the Stink Facebook page, tasked, I suppose, or who task themselves with keeping close eye on the sanitation issues around the city. Caroline, welcome to the show, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for the invitation.
For sure. So, I mean, I think, you know, We got an inland 88-page water quality report summary that sort of suggested that there was worsening pollution except for tiny improvements between 2010 and 2015. But our system is still looking quite horrible for, in the main, many of our residents. Caroline, I believe Rethink the Stink keeps an eye on hotspots of poor sanitation. Are you able to give us an indication of where those are?
Well, for the past 5 or 6 years, the pollution in the Deep River and Milnerton Lagoon has been steadily worsening, despite years of engagement with the city. But what the Rethink the Stink page has helped us do is connect with other communities which are struggling with the similar issues. And you will have seen that all three of the recreational flays in Cape Town at the moment, Sickle Flay and Sand Flay and Rift Flay, are also closed because of sewage spill incidents. And I think that that's the real indication of how severe the problem has become.
Indeed. Again, what are the areas, please, Caroline?
Well, particularly in the Deep River and Milnerton Lagoon area, but that involves the whole of the West Coast, the Milnerton Table View, Joe Slover area are all struggling with the infrastructure that is not coping. The pipes and the pump stations don't appear to be coping, and the wastewater plant here, Potsdam, has a directive against it and hasn't been, as far as I'm aware, fully compliant for several years. And I think in Zandvlei particularly, they are also struggling with similar issues where they have had major breakdowns and spills at the wastewater plant there. I think construction there is 8 or 9 years behind schedule, and this has resulted in many repeated and major spills, which have caused the problem.
Brett, I mean, this has far-reaching consequences, which, of course, you've been able to see firsthand amongst residents. Do you echo sort of the geographical spread with that Caroline is describing?
I do, and I think it goes beyond that. What concerns me is also the lack of sewer capacity, even in brand new development. So, I mean, almost every community that I've been in the last 3 or 4 months have been able to show me signs of sewers leaking into their streets. But recently I was in Forest Village, which is a brand new housing development where they're planning to put 4,000 new houses in the Easter River. I mean, the construction of that project isn't even complete yet. And there's sewage leaking out of the manholes in a brand new project. So I'm really concerned about the lack of capacity, and also perhaps whether whether the right infrastructure is in the ground already. The bulk infrastructure is in the ground already for what happens on the top of the ground. So the top structures. The impact for residents is appalling. I've seen little children who have clearly got childhood diseases with sores from their heads to their toes because they're literally living on top of raw sewage flowing into courtyards of public housing and hostels and stuff. I've seen children running, using bricks to step across rivers of sewage flowing down streets. So the impact on the lives of people is horrendous and unacceptable. But of course, there's a greater impact on the future of our city and its development and its growth, because we know that the city has already said that there's 144 areas that they will no longer accept development plans or building plans for, because there's no capacity to support that development. And, you know, if we're stopping development and stopping construction, we're also losing thousands of jobs.
So that's a very interesting one. And on the occasions that we have invited the city to help us understand, their MACO member for water and sanitation has either whichever region that we sort of highlight, it could be an affluent space or it could be a less affluent space. The excuse that's, or the reason that's often given is, this has got to do with an influx of people, mostly who are not affluent, mostly who are starting informal settlements and they don't know how to get rid of their refuse and therefore they're clogging up drainage. Whether that's a flooding during winter, whether it's a pollution issue, like you were mentioning just now, Caroline, that there was sort of overflow from a nearby plant. In addition to that, that we seem to forget a lot is that there is a very large affluent influx, as represented by the traffic that we've seen. And Brett, you make a good point about jobs, you know, obviously being somewhat available here, or people seeing some reason to move to Cape Town. What does this mean for the, what would we have to do in order to keep that flow going, in such a way that is not congesting and that is not, that doesn't cause these kinds of shortcomings?
Look, I mean, there are a couple of things that we were doing when I was in the city. First of all, the contamination of fresh water in the stormwater system. I mean, that's part of what's happening in the recreational areas, where the fresh water or the stormwater or the rivers are being contaminated through leaks or spills. And we had three programs that we were running at the time, which was diversion. One was a kind of cleansing process, and the other was a filtration. So there were three different methods we were testing. But I don't know what became of that program, where we were trying to minimize or mitigate or remove the contamination of the water systems that are so important to our biodiversity and our recreation. The bigger picture is the completion of the wastewater treatment work upgrades that have been, I mean, the names Potsdam, Zandvliet and Makassar are so familiar to me because they were projects that have been on the cards for a long time. I didn't know until Caroline now has said that they are so many years behind, but they were constantly on the budget and constantly spoken about, and I don't fully understand the reason why the completion of the upgrades hasn't happened. But the bigger problem, I think, is also the manner in which we're doing public developments, like these large housing estates. 4,000 units in one development is just a big suburb. And besides the social problems of creating a suburb of poverty where everyone is living in basically an RDP house, it's clear that the infrastructure on the outskirts of the city in areas like Yester River is not prepared for that kind of scale of development. So we need to be looking at infill development within the urban fabric of our city already.
All right. I want to hear a little bit from you as well, Caroline, in terms of what might have been put into play in the Milnerton area. We just need to go to traffic and then we'll continue. This is our Wednesday panel. Caroline Marks is the head of the environmental portfolio for Milnerton Central Residents and Residents Association, and a co-administrator of Rethink the Stink on Facebook. Cape Town mayoral candidate for the Good Party, Brett Heron, is the voice you just heard. Many thanks for your patience. It's 23 minutes past 8. We're on the Wednesday panel today. We're talking water and sanitation. It's a topic many of you WhatsApp us and call us about quite regularly, actually, just indicating the area in which you live, the fact that there are rivers of sewage, or that there is very poor the water stoppages. And of course, as a member of a neighborhood group, we see water stoppages as well in our WhatsApp group, but also sinkholes, which are an ultimate outcome of not taking care of infrastructure and are almost impossible to solve, and now become a huge risk for road users. Brett Heron is the Cape Town mayoral candidate for the Good Party and happens to have raised this issue a lot in the last few months of campaigning, and I suppose had access to this when he was in the city. Caroline Marks is head of the environmental portfolio for Milnerton Central Residents Association and co-administrator on Rethink the Stink Facebook page. Thank you both for your patience there. Caroline, I wanted to turn the conversation towards you, but just before I do, just a couple of comments that we've got here from listeners. One person already saying, raw sewage overflow in Muizenberg right now. The water and sanitation department is not fit for purpose. And then someone else saying, you guys are being far too dismissive of the role of citizens disposing of inappropriate things into the sewage system. We need huge user education programs. Sewage systems and pumps are not designed to pump rocks, rubble and rags. This is the core problem. Caroline, is that the core problem? Because that's something that the city says they're doing so much to quell the problem.
Well, all those comments are valid, and those are problems that do need to be addressed, but it's also a very useful diversion. I know in my area particularly, the city is very keen to blame areas like Dunoon, but Outer does independent water testing of the Dip River just below Dunoon, but above Potsdam. And the result, the E. coli tests there are relatively good. Since mid-July, they have been below 2,000. When we go about 500 meters further down below Potsdam and below some of the stormwater channels, we're sometimes getting counts of in the hundreds of thousands. And in July, in the Milnerton Lagoon itself, there were counts going up to a million. So if I look at the hard evidence, those water tests show that it's not the residents in the problem is not coming from Dunoon. It's coming from below Dunoon, and that's what the data shows. So again, to blame them, I think that community is unfair, and it is also divisive. It causes conflict between communities, and it's also unfair. The data does not justify blaming that community for the problem.
What do you think needs to be addressed, or let's say, how has it been addressed in Milnerton, where you have been successful?
Well, we approached Outer for their support because we weren't have 5 years of engagement with the city wasn't proving effective. And they have been very supportive and agreed to take it on as a project. We also laid a complaint with the Green Scorpions, or the Western Cape Department of Environmental Affairs, and they have done a very thorough investigation, which resulted in several pre-directives and a directive against the city. Even so, we are still struggling with this problem, and that in our case, we have found having an outside independent body like ALTA very useful, because government communities, government organizations can cooperate. And, you know, they don't necessarily disclose the information that we would like to see. So it's very important to have a third-party independent body watching to make sure that the Western Cape Department of Environmental Affairs acts correctly on the information that they have been given, so there is no collusion.
All right. There's that accountability once again coming up for incumbents. I've got a WhatsApp here, Brett. The complete tender documents for upgrade of Potsdam and Cape Flats have been sitting with the consultants for over 2 years, ready to be released as soon as the city says go ahead, but nothing has happened. Doesn't tie up with the DA slogan that they're getting things done. You've got much better insight to this as a former member of the administration. It feels as though we've got a three-pronged issue when it comes to water and sanitation in the city. The one, of course, is the cleanliness and the contamination. The second is just the infrastructural backlog. And then the third, lest we forget, is that we just came out of a water shortage issue, a serious drought. And I imagine, you know, there were desalination investments and stuff. What is the good offer when it comes to water issues in Cape Town, which are huge?
Well, look, I mean, the water and sanitation is really about human sustainability. We have to get that right for the sake of our species existing on this earth. I mean, we're opposed to the desalination plants. They're far too costly, and the cost of water per kiloliters is excessive. It's going to make water even more unaffordable. And we would much rather see the clearing of alien vegetation in the catchment areas and around the storage dams, which in order to grow, that alien vegetation consumes as much water as a desalination plant can produce. So that's one aspect of it. And we have to shift our budget to a massive infrastructure investment program. I mean, it's outrageous that projects are held up by consultants for 2 or 3 years. I mean, I've heard from so many people about the number of contracts that are that have lapsed, tenders that have not been completed, contracts that are cancelled. So we need a different culture in our city administration that is more active and less sort of closed for business, which is how I'm hearing the city currently described. So it's, I mean, with regards to water, we need to not only protect the water that we have in terms of the storage by removing alien vegetation. We need to move away from desalination, but we also need to make sure that our wastewater treatment systems are working properly. And that means investing in that infrastructure urgently. And we would have to shift the budget as soon as we get into office, into the adjustment budget in January 2022, to make sure that there's sufficient investment in maintenance, repairs, and building new infrastructures we can, particularly in the water and the sanitation space, because, as I said earlier, our human sustainability depends on it.
It is existential, isn't it? Brett, thank you very much. That's a very concise couple of bullet points for us to focus on. Caroline, thank you very much for framing this issue as well, and your consistent efforts in this regard to keep us all alive. Brett Herron is the mayoral candidate for the Good Party here in Cape Town, and giving us his perspective of what their offer is. Caroline is the head of the environmental portfolio for Milnerton Central Residents Association. She's also the co-administrator of the Rethink the Stink page, if you want to keep up to date with the work that they're doing on Facebook. Thank you both for joining today's Wednesday.